Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst at the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Robert Tyson, CEO for Q Resources Limited. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and their ticker symbol is CUE. Thanks for joining us today there, Robert.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Great. Anytime. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of Q for some of our listeners that are new to your story.
Sure. Q Resources was founded in 2007 and began drilling in the area called UT, which is in the very southeast corner of the country of Paraguay in Central South America. We've done a number of drill programs between June 2007 and June 2008. And of course, as everybody knows, there was a rather drastic downturn in the price of uranium and, of course, the economy in general, which was a setback to many junior uranium companies. And we were not immune to that. But since then, we've revamped our program, and things are all full steam ahead right now.
Well, great. And so, yeah, bring us up to speed on the UT project in Paraguay, which you just commenced drilling at the San Antonio uranium deposit.
Okay. I should start by saying that during the drilling period, the year 2007-2008, we achieved a 43-101 resource of 9 million pounds, which is made up of 9 million tons, which is made up of 9.5 million pounds of uranium, of which about 80 or close to 90% of that is in the indicated category. So we were quite successful at that point. Recently, in the last few days, we've announced that we've started drilling at on the San Antonio deposit again in UT. We are currently in the early stages of a 3,600-meter, approximately 30-hole drill program. The purpose of the drill program is to test the westward extension of the deposit and, of course, hope that we increase our tonnage and overall grade by doing so.
Well, great. And so also bring us up to speed on the recent financing.
Well, of course, prior to the starting drilling, we had to go raise some money. That proved to be very difficult over the last little while, but there was an abrupt positive turn in the market started around the middle of September of this year. So at that point, we proceeded to actually our target was to raise $1 million to just begin the drill program. We were very successful, had a lot of demand for the financing, ended up closing just short of $3 million. And so we reached our entire goal, which will allow us to keep continue drilling right through to the second phase of this program, which will begin in February next year. So we were very fortunate, and our stock has tripled during that period of time since the close of the financing. So, of course, we're very happy with that.
Well, great. And so, yeah, talk to us about some of the trends right now in the uranium sector and how well-positioned you believe the company is with some of your projects to capitalize on them.
Okay. There's a number of factors that are currently at play. I think, in general, it's very obvious to see the general trend is that uranium has become of great interest again around the world as a alternative fuel source. Since the summertime, I think we've been hovering around $40 to $42 for basically the last year. The price started to trend upward again late this summer and into September. The current spot price for uranium is almost exactly $60, which is a good 50% improvement over the last several months, and this trend is also showing that the amount of contracts being traded, the number of volumes on the bid and the offer on the spot market are very steady and have increased significantly. I think there's a number of other trends that are happening here that are seem to be pulled along by the need for energy around the world, particularly in China and several other developing countries such as India, Russia, places like that. China has announced twice in the last, 3 months or so, that they have increased their purchases of uranium on the spot market. They announced a large deal with Cameco a number of months ago, and recently, within the last few days, announced that they, again, will be back in the market buying on forward-looking contracts, buying large volumes of uranium. This alone would be enough to push the market prices. I'm not exactly sure what the contract prices are right now, but like I said, the spot price has risen to $40, from $40 to $60 in a very short period of time. We expect this trend to continue. I think there's a lot of the market that is looking for the spot price to go somewhere north of $85 again. This is, of course, is very important to us, and very important to everybody in this market around the world. But the other interesting trend here is that a lot of the current production is coming from the lower grade, low cost recovery projects around the world, particularly in Kazakhstan. A lot of projects starting up in the west and midwest of the United States, and our project in Uti in South America is very, very similar. We have a roll front type structure considered relative to Athabasca and so on, considered to be low grade, but also low cost recovery. We will be doing some work on the hydrology early next year to determine finally that the recovery at UT will likely be through a process called ISR, which stands for in-situ recovery, which is low-cost, non-invasive to the environment, and very efficient. So all of these trends lead us toward moving our project along as quickly as possible. We would like to continue drilling, doing the pump test, continue doing column leach tests, other recovery tests, and so on, all throughout 2011 into 2012, and targeting to go to feasibility sometime near the end of 2012 or into 2013, with an eye toward being into production somewhere in about 4 to 4.5 years from now. That's our target, and that's exactly what we're going to be working as hard as we can to achieve.
Well, very good answer, Robert. And so what would you say makes Q Resources unique from some of the other players in your sector and some of your competitors?
Well, I think one of the unique things is where we work. Paraguay is historically not known to be a hotbed of exploration, if you will, around the world. We were the first company to go back in to explore for uranium since the early 1980s. I think we have proven some success there with our efforts, and it seems to be attracting other players to that market right now. It's a fantastic place to work, and I think one of the big assets that it has afforded us, given the amount of work that we've done, Q has spent nearly 13 million Canadian dollars on exploration there in the last 2.5 years to get the resource I mentioned earlier. That makes us unique in this space. I think it also gives us a leg up on almost every other project you could mention in the entire continent of South America. One of the biggest benefits of operating in Paraguay and being successful is that you can actually secure a 20-year exploration and exploitation concession law. I say concession law because it's not a permit, it's not a right, it's not land tenure. It's actually a law passed by the Congress, signed by the President of the country, granting us a minimum of 20 years of exploration and exploitation, and it's extendable in five-year increments thereafter. And one of the other main features of this law is that it allows us secure operation in the country and allows us full export of our final product. This is something that most exploration companies don't achieve until they're in feasibility or just prior to production, after spending sometimes millions of dollars to get through feasibility and place themselves in a situation of production. We see this as a huge accomplishment for our shareholders and future shareholders, in that it removes a huge political risk going forward and a huge financial risk going forward. So I think that makes us unique.
Certainly, and perhaps you could walk us through your background experience, Robert, and talk a little bit about the management team over at CUE.
I have to do so. My background... Actually, I come from a technology background, but I've been managing public companies for about 22 years now. I've been in the mining exploration sector for about 7 years now, and I've worked in various projects from China, South Korea, Mexico, and now South America. I bring a financial background to the company and a management and administrative background to the company. That makes me probably one of the least important people. Our most important people are the experts that we retain, our chief geologist, and is a fellow by the name of Chris Healy, who has over 40 years experience as a in the uranium exploration and production business, originally with Cameco. We also employ a consultant, a geophysicist out of Germany by the name of Bernie Schmilling, who is a noted geophysicist. He actually was the geophysicist on the team that founded Key Lake, and again is an expert in uranium and uranium recovery methods. We have a country manager, actually a project director by the name of Tim Marlowe, over 30 years experience all around the world managing projects from our stage of exploration right into production. So I think that brings a strong background on the technical side. And the chairman of our company, John Ike, is a very experienced businessman, has spent a long period of time managing some of the larger production companies in the world, not necessarily created or associated directly with mining exploration, but he brings a real bottom line management experience to the team, a strong financial background, and really sort of rounds out our team. We hope to keep growing this team we will keep growing this team as the project develops and right through into production.
Well, great. And so what are some of the other goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
Well, what we're leading up to, as I mentioned earlier, is to produce a what we would normally call a scoping study, perhaps right through to a pre-feasibility study that would begin probably in 2012. The work leading up to that is to, of course, keep exploring. We do have three other concession areas in the UT area that we have not drilled. They have very good historic information. And one area alone, we have well over 60 drill holes that we have been able to recover the core and match the holes and so on. So I guess there's really two areas. Number one, keep expanding our exploration efforts in the area to create further value in the ground, if you will, through tonnage and grade, and continue to produce 43-101 compliant reports to keep our shareholders happy and keep creating value. Also completing pump tests, leak column leach tests, and porosity and permeability tests, leading us again to complete the science, if you will, towards that would have to be completed before we can begin a pre-feasibility study. All of this work will be ongoing and will take at least a year. While we're assuming we accomplish that into 2012, we will continue to explore the other three concessions on UT, continue to drill, and we also have our eye on a number of other projects, areas of interest in within Paraguay and outside of Paraguay as well, which at this point I can't really mention.
Right, understood. And when it comes to investors and the financial community, Robert, do you believe that the Q Resources story, your message, and ultimately the company's upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by investors and the financial community?
Well, this is something that we have designed a program to work much harder on than the efforts that have been put in the past. We believe our story has some unique qualities. The project and obviously then the company have major upside. And as I mentioned earlier, we've done certain things along the way to mitigate risk. This all makes a good story in the marketplace. I think we've proven that in overselling our private placement by three times over again. Since then, we have been very well received in the financial community, both here in Canada, in the Western U.S., and overseas, particularly in London, where we're talking to some people. We've been extremely busy and very happy to be over the last little while. I think there's all these factors I mentioned earlier, the general upward trend of the uranium price, the advancement of our project, the value that we've created for the money that we've spent to date, all of these things make a good story. And I think the most compelling trend is the uranium market itself. I don't think there's any real barrier to belief anymore that uranium is going to be the alternative energy source of the future. Giving its cost and its output capabilities, I don't think there's anything else discovered yet in the world that can match uranium. And it's becoming well known around the world. It's now politically acceptable. It's acceptable at the grassroots level, and that's really pushing the market. So anybody that has shown to date that they have uranium resources within their portfolio, and particularly in an aspect that seems to indicate, as ours does, that it could be recovered on an economic basis in a short enough period of time. Those three factors, I believe, are critical, and Q Resources has all three of those factors.
Great. And so once again, joining us today is Robert Tyson, CEO for Q Resources Limited. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is CUE. Is currently trading at 21 cents a share. And so before we conclude, Robert, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe investors should consider Q as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, let me just answer the short term for a moment. You just mentioned our share price being at 21 cents. If there was ever a compelling reason to invest, that would be it. We're extremely undervalued, obviously, at this price. For the longer term, as I've indicated, the common terminology in our business is blue sky. In other words, what is the growth potential of what we have under our in our portfolio date, I think it's tremendous. We have three other concession zones other than San Antonio that have yet to be fully explored. To date, we have actually only drilled about 2% of our entire concession area, which is less than two-thirds of just the San Antonio deposit itself. So you can see from that there is tremendous blue sky. That and the fact that I believe the price of uranium will keep climbing through the longer term, there is no alternative to uranium, you know, as I said, with the kind of output that can be created. And I think the favorable environment in Paraguay and in other jurisdictions in South America, for companies like us, I think it's fantastic. That and the fact that we have a lot of management experience, the know-how to build companies. We've all had successes in this business and in other businesses that we can point to. I think we put a good team together, and we will be expanding that team with people of very good quality that can help us create shareholder value. I think that's the bottom line for any company in this business, and that's what we intend to do.
Look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Robert, and update our investors on Q Resources.
Juan, it's been my pleasure, and I do look forward to doing an update with you sometime in the near future.